You're listening to Back to Us Radio on the Back to Us Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned in to Chip Table Talk Radio
with Reggie Jackson.
Reggie Jackson.
Back to us.
It's too late now. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Table Talk. I'm your girl comedian, Reggie Jackson, and this is the 2014 year-end review for Table Talk. This is our last one for the 2014 year. And as always, I'm here with comedian David Young. What's up, Dave?
Hello, hello.
And we've asked my friend Joseph to sit in so we can have a separate biased opinion on this last show. Yeah. To be honest with you guys, I really wasn't even trying to do this last show. And then Joseph showed up, and Dave was mad because I didn't want to do it. So now we're here. So I hope all this Nicaraguan coffee or whatever Dave's been pumping in my system is going to be very effective.
It's Mexican.
It ought to jack you up. Fancy Jew coffee. Jewish people are the only ones that can afford this fancy-ass coffee.
Jewish Mexican.
Mm-hmm. So, Joseph, just so everybody kind of has a grip on who you are a single, attractive black man living in Atlanta. Do you want to reveal your age?
I'm single right now only because I killed my double.
Good answer.
Do you want to reveal your age?
Sure. I'm not particular about my age, sure.
How old are you?
42.
Yeah, sure. I'll talk my age.
I love that. Right.
Next question.
I'm like, Jesus.
I'm 42.
So you're 42 and you're a single black man in Atlanta. So we got to figure out our demographic for you as your responses come. So ladies, when you listen to this broadcast, we not only have Dave that you can get a hold of at tabletalkradio@yahoo.com to get a date, but now we have Joseph. If you're interested in going out with Joseph, you can go to tabletalkradio@yahoo.com.
It's like a revolving door of bachelors on this show. That you can't see because it's a radio show.
Man.
Well, I mean, to be fair, everybody's single in Atlanta. I mean,
that's true.
Oh, man. You just had a mouthful over there.
Even the married people are single in Atlanta.
Too much truth. It's too much. All right. So I want to talk a little bit about my week because I've had a pretty big week.
Go for it.
My 2014 wrap-up review show for Candy Coated Nights aired last Wednesday.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So if you haven't got a chance to watch that, go to TGITV.com and check that out. And I got a lot of good airtime with it. All the comedians, honestly, it was me, Rodney Perry, Miss B, Kiana Dancy, Tyler Chronicles. I'm trying to think about everybody. Joel Byers, of course, that was in there. And everybody did a dope job. All the comedians, like, were funny.
Nice.
I feel like I got a pretty good laugh. I'm just worried about, because that was part one of the wrap-up show, and part two of the wrap-up show, I know they're going to talk about the ALS challenge, and I'll just let you know this. My response was, man, ALS challenge, I wish they'd dump a load of dick on my head. And I'm like, please. It's one of those things where I speak, and then later on, I'm like, they got all that on camera. And that's one of those shows where they're going to find the one thing you don't want them to say and play that. Like they chose
totally out of context. Too.
Yeah, yeah, that's not that conspicuous. I don't know why they would pick that.
Whatever, dude. I'm like, how they dump a load of grit? And I'm just like, oh man, why did I? Why?
You couldn't edit that out.
You're used to this show where everything goes.
Yeah,
well, not just anything, but
that's
everything.
That's the great thing about doing that show, because we can say whatever we want. It's a show. It's an adult show about sexual issues. So it's like I can say whatever I want, but. I just don't want to be known as the white girl that wants a load of dirt dumped on her head for the ALS. But it is what it is, and I've said it. And so now it's
out of
done.
The bag.
So I'm excited about that, and the new episode is going to be airing this Wednesday, so make sure you check that out. Again, it's TGITV.com is the website. So I'm really excited about that. And then this past Friday, I did Hallelujah, which I'm sure you probably don't care, Dave, because it wasn't
Hallelujah.
Holla, like Hallelujah.
Like Hallelujah.
It's a big like Christian
the bread.
Comedy show that not the bread. It's spelled with an H, not a C.
Okay.
Okay. So. So it's a big Christian comedy show, and it was me and Blacktop Circus, and then they had a spoken word artist, and then a gospel singer that closed this out. And that was my first Christian show, and that was the first show that I've done completely clean. So I know I have 15 clean minutes, so if anybody has a church they want me to come to, holler back at that. I did do a couple of jokes that I'm not sure if I should have done, like the joke that I do where I say, have you ever hooked up with somebody at the club and then seen them at church the next day? I felt like maybe that was a bit push, and then...
Did they laugh?
They did. They did laugh.
Because it's true. They're all guilty.
And there were
guilty.
Like four pastors.
Then roll with it.
And four, I was in front of God knows how many pastors, but at least four and four church groups. Like there were a bunch of older ladies in the front. Like this was my demo. And I was like, and I came out to What's Up Atlanta, Peace Up, A-Town Down, Shawty's on Six, Turned Down for Wit. And they all started laughing at that point. So I'm like,
did anybody come out to Amen by what's it? Who's that guy?
No, I came out to my hitter. I came out to my hitter and did the whole, if white people, if you hear this song in the club, act like you don't enjoy it. That's my joke. And then I have the DJ run it back, and then I just stand there and shake my head like, like I'm disinterested. But I came out to my hitter. I did the hook up with somebody seeing in church the next day joke, and then I did the joke where I said I'm adopted. You can really tell because my parents live on a farm and I live in a Heineken bottle. Didn't get a big laugh. Didn't get a big laugh. I was like, is that too much? Is that too much for everyone? But there were probably upwards of about 200-300 people. It was all opera style seating in there, and they loved me. And I did a lot more physical comedy than I normally do. Like, it was dope.
So I wish I could have seen that. That sounds good.
Shout out to Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So that was my week.
Awesome.
Rolling into the new year, 2015. Joseph, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
No. I mean, I'm finding myself needing to be more positive in my outlook. So I'm trying to be more positive this year. That's what I'm shooting for. I'm aiming low.
I always
That's
try.
That's achievable.
It's very achievable. I try all the time to just be kind to everybody that I meet. Like, that's my thing. Whether I'm in a crappy mood or I'm in a great mood, I try to just be kind. But when I get in the car, I don't try to be kind. In the car, I cuss people out.
Yeah.
I'm a driver's side gangster when I'm in the car.
It's hard to talk naturally when you're holding a microphone.
Yeah, I guess it takes some practice.
The whole time I'm like, I'm talking into a microphone.
I guess not for us. We're kind of like...
Yeah, I see that.
And I'm used to this motion. So this is nothing.
That motion was bleeped out on the show.
So, I mean... I don't think, Dave, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
No, I never really do that. I just try to make New Year resolutions as necessary throughout the year.
Like what?
You
don't believe in prayer either, Dave.
No, I don't. look on your face right now. I try to work out every day. I try to learn Spanish every day. I try to practice guitar every day. I occasionally try to eat healthy or not drink so much. Like, I try to recommit
to those things. Wait a minute. When do you try to not drink so much?
I said occasionally.
Okay, my bad. Okay.
See, I stopped on the Spanish thing. What's that about?
I just felt like it'd be good to know another language. I don't know.
So out of the Testament, David has been very good about not drinking so much.
Thank you.
His roommate.
Thank you.
What do you got, like Rosetta Stone or something?
No, actually, it's Duolingo. It's a free app that's not just Spanish. It's like five other languages, and you can teach yourself any language of those five that you want to. Completely free.
What's it called?
Duolingo.
Spell that.
Duolingo.
I gotta get that.
Yeah, it's really dope. Cool. I started with Rosetta Stone, then I ran out of Rosetta Stone exercises, and I moved to that, and I'm still doing that. I've been doing it for like probably a year now.
What you don't know, Joseph, is David pulls a lot of international women. That's kind of his cheat.
I need to be able to speak Spanish.
That's his niche.
That's his niche. He went to, where did you just get back from?
Peru. Yeah.
Peru.
That,
so he's perusing Peruvian women.
That explains the beard with no mustache.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
White boy swag.
Yeah. I guess so, yeah. Yeah. So I want to go back to South America and speak
more. Be able to speak Spanish and pull some vagina?
Perhaps.
Okay.
Perhaps.
I guess.
I believe in Spanish that would be pute.
Actually, cuño, but...
Oh, education.
Now, is that the clean version or the adult version? Because I heard culo or no?
Culo, that's something different. That's the other side.
Oh, see.
What's culo, Dick?
No, the other side.
Other orifice, I believe he's...
Yes.
What, the butt?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
I was like, what,
Dick? I'm not interested.
But it's a good thing that I learn to differentiate the two, so I'm not running around being like,
right,
man, I'd like some dick. But in real life, I'm like, man, I'd like some asshole. Can we say that? Bleep me on minute 144. I'm sorry about that.
I don't know the word for dick. I haven't looked at
it. Wouldn't have much need for it, would you?
In Italian, balls are ungats.
In Spanish, it's huevos.
Huevos, yeah, everyone knows that. Which is actually eggs.
Yeah, which is the same as eggs, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, gross. We went down a weird rabbit hole.
Let's I know. Back I was like, gross. I didn't know how I felt about
anyway,
anything.
Anyway, let's come back to New Year's resolutions, bettering us.
I don't have any New Year's resolutions. My New Year resolution is to continue to try to be a good person. The end.
Well, that's good.
Positive. Just try to be positive more, like you said. That's really, like, just be kind.
Yeah.
A lot of my alarm clocks, like, oh, my alarms for my phone, when I wake up in the morning, they say things like, be kind, just these positive affirmations, like, smile, be kind to people, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, good.
I think it's a shame when you have to remind yourself to be kind, though.
We
or
live
nice.
In Atlanta. People
I'm speaking for myself. I'm not, you know, downing
people
you.
People try our patience every day in Atlanta.
I'm from Jersey, so it just comes naturally for me to just be an ass.
Have you ever worked a sales or service position?
No, never. Never. Never any sales.
What do you do
service.
For
never
a living,
service.
Joseph, for everybody that doesn't know?
I'm sorry?
What do you do for a living for everybody that doesn't
know? I am an application specialist for one of the major hospitals in the area, which will remain nameless.
Nice. No, I don't blame you. I like to keep this and work separate.
Yeah,
what do you mean this?
Only because I may like be an ill representation of the place, so I'd rather not bring them down any.
Corporate policy.
Yeah, yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand, but I don't.
I mean, practice for the most part, it. I stand behind everything on this show, but I just don't want people from work listening and being like, oh, that's what he's really like. Yeah. We're going to fire his ass.
Exactly. Exactly.
Or just not be a representation of the company.
Right. It's not professional.
This show is very fracking professional, Dave. This is all over the place.
This is off the record, even though it's on the record.
Maybe we should all get together right now and make a bond. Let's have one common New Year's resolution. It'll all be the same thing for all of us that we can do.
Ooh, something that four people can agree on?
Be kind to others.
Besides be kind to others.
I'm not too sure about
not
that.
Say the F word so often on this show.
Not say that. No.
Save money.
Save money.
Yeah, save more
okay,
money.
Okay, so all of us will
save money.
Save money.
All right.
I can agree to that. I need to do that anyways.
All right. Well, then that's that. I guess show's
all
over.
Right.
I just saved money.
That feels right.
Yeah, we can all switch to Geico right now. Online.
Who do I have? Oh, I have Progressive.
I have USAA because I'm a vet.
Not Progressive. Yeah. What's the? Yeah, Progressive. You have USAA because you're a vet. See, and you've got military benefits. I don't know why you were saying that.
Well, I'm not in the military anymore.
What branch?
Air Force. Air Power.
You fly planes?
We have to say that whenever we mention Air Force.
Mm-hmm. Air Power?
We have to shout Air Power. Yes.
You don't say Chair Force.
Unless you're a Marine, you cannot use the term Chair Force.
What did you do in the military?
You have to be in a branch.
Air Force.
On the higher on the totem pole to make fun of the branch below you.
What did you do in the Air Force?
I was an x-ray technician.
I don't know what that is.
I shot x-rays in the hospital.
Oh.
Like when you break a bone.
X-ray technician. I was x-ray tech.
Oh.
Like, well, actually, I'm a technologist. Sound excuse me, technologist. See, now I'm about to get my ART revoked. Great, great, great. I just set the whole field back like 20 to 30 years by referring to ourselves as technicians.
I set women back 20 to 30 years every time I do this show.
Now you see why I didn't mention my hospital, right? I might slip up and say something stupid about, you know, healthcare.
Yeah, nobody ever slips up and says stupid things on this show.
No.
I've never said anything. Okay.
I've never held something slender and black to my face this long.
That's what she said.
I don't think I have any other colors here.
I'm already tired of it. I'm not even a female. And I'm like,
it's exhausting.
Man,
yeah, I'm already like,
you should couple this action for this long and then a jaw crack.
Yeah, like my wrist is getting tired. I'm like,
yeah, I alternate hands.
Me too, Dave.
See, I never even thought about that.
Me too,
thank
Dave.
Yep.
Me too, Dave.
Sometimes
I use both hands. And then sometimes I'll trade off. That's the
why does your mic have the biggest head on it?
What do you mean?
And that is why I gave my girlfriend a grip strengthener.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Shake weight. Yeah. Some of those Chinese balls.
Wait, so did we already talk about what Christmas was?
What do you mean?
I mean, what people did on Christmas individually?
Oh, I didn't do anything on Christmas.
I went home to visit family in New Jersey.
The end.
I had my apartment flooded with sewage water and awesome. Vacuumed that out for a few hours, and then watched 4 movies. And
speaking of movies, I saw The Interview this week.
Yeah.
How was it? Was it funny?
Okay.
I hope so.
It was funny.
And I fell asleep to it.
It was funny. It was really funny to me, and it had funny parts, and it had parts that had me cheering, like epic parts. But at the very end of it, I found myself thinking they could have made up a fictitious country, a fictitious leader, and had the same comedic impact.
Yeah.
The fact that they have caused such an international controversy with someone who has weapons of mass destruction and a crazy personality anyway, it just doesn't seem like the smartest move.
Well, that goes back to what I said on our show a few weeks ago when this came out with this controversy, is that it was probably all intentional to generate this buzz, which is the only reason everyone wanted to see that movie. And without all that international buzz, it would have flopped.
Probably.
Actually, I wanted to see it without the buzz.
I did too, but I could have easily waited for DVD. I wasn't that anxious. I didn't care that much. I would have seen it eventually.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. I'm not sure I would have went to the movie theater. If it would have been that, I'm not sure that I would have went to the movie theater to see it or anything like that.
What this really did was to create a new medium to broadcast film. The whole download to from Apple.
That's not new.
Well, it... on a big, big scale for a movie,
yeah,
that's completely different.
Like, rather than going to theaters, going
exactly.
Straight, like, yeah.
So maybe the end of theaters?
No.
Not really.
You can purchase it right now on, I think, Google or something. Like, you can watch it from
for
your
how
house.
Much?
I don't know.
For how much? What are we talking?
I don't know.
It's not going to be the end of theaters, though, because theaters for years have been trying to come up with new gimmicks and things to get you to come in, even though you could just watch something at home. Like, that's why they have gigantic screens and 3D and all that, because most people can't just do that at home.
Lazy boy chairs, yeah.
Yeah, Atlantic Station, that movie theater over there, is ridiculous.
Right, and
it makes me
want to
take a nap when I go in there.
Otherwise, there'd be no reason to go.
Yeah, some of them are even serving alcohol now, and that's a bonus.
Yeah,
some of them
are.
Yeah,
there was there's been a couple theaters in Chicago that have been doing that for years. Like literally 10 years ago, I was in Chicago and I went in. That was my first one. I went into like a little dinner theater and they served alcohol and all that stuff and full food while the movie was going on.
Mm-hmm. No, so. The interview, it wasn't bad. It had its funny moments, but it was just overblown, and it was kind of dumb.
The tank scene. The yeah. original tank scene had me saying, I could just be friends with Kim. It doesn't matter how crazy he is. James Franco, and I watched him, his actor studio, inside the actor studio the other day, too. He's just a very weird cat.
Yeah.
He's just very peculiar. But he, you know, he's...
I'm pretty sure he was high all of the movie.
Probably. And the rest of his life.
Yeah, I was about to say, every interview I've seen him do, he's been, yeah. you know, pretty high looking. I don't know if he was or not. Yeah.
I rewatched his roast last night, and he looks high throughout that whole thing.
The roast...
They had a roast of James Franco?
Uh-huh. Yeah, Comedy Central. Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah, he's, I don't get it twisted. I would have sex with James Franco.
With another dude.
I wasn't doubting that.
I don't care.
Yeah, for sure.
I just wanted to throw that out there because I know James Franco's a fan of this show.
Yeah. In case he's listening.
And in case he's listening, which I'm sure he is, call me Franco.
We'll get him in the studio next week.
Seth Rogen did a great job, but yeah, it was just kind of, at the end of it, I was like, yeah, that could have saved a lot of lives. Probably had it just been.
What I've always wondered is, how did the film get all the way up until a week before it was supposed to be released before they got pissed and pulled the, like, it seems like North Korea with their intelligence or machine or whatever would have gotten wind that they were doing this and kind of put the kibosh on it a little earlier. Is it just me?
I don't know. No, you're right. Maybe it could be just a slow flow of information. They were slow on the draw, or they waited till they saw it and didn't like it.
This was very calculated. It's called marketing.
Yeah. But there's also the comparison. I mean, it certainly is marketing, but there's a comparison of Team America, which came out several years ago, and they're trying to assassinate Kim Jong-il's father, and nothing happened. I mean, it was a great movie. It was a funnier movie than this one, but it could have easily been the exact same controversy with the guy's dad, and nothing happened.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. You remember Team America?
Barely.
It's by the creators of South Park, and it's all with puppets on strings.
Yeah, I saw it, but I really don't remember that much about it. I was probably
really
drunk
and/or
high when I saw it.
It's
and...
far better than The Interview.
Really?
Yeah,
that movie was awesome. I heard they blocked the showing of that movie. They tried to show that movie in its place, and they blocked that too.
Wow.
So, yeah, they were serious. Let's go around.
Team America. F yeah.
Thank you.
It's
okay,
an awesome movie.
So, well, we watched Gone Girl today.
I was going to say, let's move on to that. and go ahead with your opinion.
Okay. Gone Girl reminds me of a few exes that I've had, and I don't know if I will ever be able to get into a serious relationship with a woman ever again because of that movie.
Are you guys going to give it away? Are you going to do it?
No, let's not give it away. But
no?
But Reggie, what's your opinion without spoilers?
No spoilers.
See, that is the opposite of my opinion on that.
I mean, it was.
I'm pretty sure men have a completely different opinion because.
No, you'd be
of everything.
You have no idea how many crazy motherfuckers I've had to deal with in my life. So trust me, it's not that far fetched. But I don't know. I was kind
of
like.
Well, you also weren't really watching that much of the visual of it because you were on your phone a good bit of that. And there's a lot of visual going on.
And there's something to be said about that. When you watch a movie, no screens. Only one screen.
Some movies you can get away with it, but this is David Fincher, who's a fantastic director, and every scene was shot and
I feel
shadowed
like I got... Listen to me. I'm pretty smart. I'm not rocking
I'm
a Mensa.
I'm not saying you're not.
But I'm pretty into it. And
well, what
I'm
are you rocking?
I'm telling you that... 134. I'm telling you that, from my perspective, that...
Inches?
Okay, I'm telling you from my perspective that it was kind of, even I was able to follow it. It's not like I was like, oh, what happened? I had to ask you like once, hey, what did he say or something?
No, I'm not saying you were following the plot. I'm saying there were a lot of visual things like the lighting and the framing and just the visual shots that if you're looking between a phone and a movie, you miss some of it.
It was Everybody was like, oh, like, oh, well, not everybody, but I've heard it's either with this movie I've ever heard, either heard, you know, oh my God, it was riveting. You're not going to believe what happened, or the antithesis, which is, oh, this movie was kind of, it just sucked. I don't think it sucked. I don't think it was great. I just don't think I care.
I think it was great because it takes a lot of tropes that a lot of other movies have already done for the first hour and a half. And then at the point when every other movie you've seen before is over, it's only halfway done, and it keeps going through this intricate maze of messed up stuff that I find fascinating. And I love that it goes places that other movies haven't gone and wouldn't go.
I second all of that.
It's
no, I wasn't introduced, but it's okay. I can deal with it.
This is Adam.
Everybody's Dave.
I'm Adam.
I mean, Adam. That's the second time I've called Adam the Dave
second,
today.
Second time. Yeah, I've been keeping track.
Oh, God. It's been since you've been here, so.
Yeah. Okay, so the way you guys are describing this movie, it makes me think that maybe it has a dark ending, which I'm hoping you say yes, because then I want to see it.
It does have a dark ending.
Okay.
The whole movie's pretty dark.
Okay.
Yeah, the whole movie is
pretty. I like a good
pretty
dark movie.
Yeah.
Neil Patrick Harris acted his ass off in this movie. Yeah.
But so did Ben Affleck. And Rosamund Pike, the leading lady, for that matter.
I don't even know that bitch's name.
Rosamund Pike.
Okay. I'm lame.
But,
anyway.
But the, I mean, the real draw for me, before I knew anything about it, was David Fincher, who's the director, who was also the director of Fight Club and Zodiac and The Social Network and, like, at least two or three others, Seven. He has a fantastic filmography, and he directs this movie, which is part of what drew me in the beginning.
Okay, yeah, just off that list alone, I'm going to have to see this movie.
Yeah, you should see it.
It's good.
Ben Hoofleck?
F.
Affleck.
Yeah, he's good.
A South Park reference, by the way.
We missed The Hobbit this week, so we're going to have to try to catch that next week. But that seems to be all the rage and hype.
Right. The other one that I saw this week was Nightcrawler, which was excellent. Have you seen that?
No, but from the trailer, I wanted to see that.
So yeah. I thought when you told me that it was about the X-Men.
It is not about the X-Men. Although I would love to see that movie if it exists.
Good save.
Yes. Yeah. Dave and I were talking the other day. My favorite character on Sega for X-Men was Nightcrawler.
Because he was the best. He took care of everything.
Because if you push that special button, shroom, all over the screen.
Yep.
All over the screen. The visuals for that were everything.
I thought the movie was going to be the same about
everybody
the character.
Everybody thought it was an X-Men movie, and it was not.
Okay, so from my understanding of watching the trailer, it looks like there's a guy who's a reporter of some sort.
Right.
And he starts following the news, and then he takes it one step further and starts creating the news. Is that what I'm getting?
Yeah, pretty much. It's Jake Gyllenhaal in probably the performance of his lifetime. He is gaunt, he is slim, and he is creepy looking. And he's just kind of an emotionless, no empathy psycho who's just really good at what he does and really smart with business and manipulating people. And he starts to grabs a video camera and starts filming like accidents as they happen and then trying to peddle them just freelance to local news.
Awesome.
And starts using that as a business background and gets deeper and deeper into it and gets real freaky.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Putting that on the list.
Yeah.
Too.
That one's just as dark as Gone Girl in a different way and very good.
So what am I doing? I'm going to Redbox to get these? What am I doing?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's there.
Done.
Nightcrawler.
Yep.
What else have you seen?
The other two that I watched were Bad Santa, which I've already alluded to, which is a hilarious, really pitch black comedy by Billy Bob Thornton.
That's old, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's old. Yeah, I just watched that.
That's a total classic.
That's Dave's Christmas go-to movie because he's Jewish.
See, now I watch a Christmas Story every year.
Yeah,
I gotta watch it. If I don't see it in its entirety on the TNT marathon or what have you, I don't feel like Christmas.
I've never seen that movie.
Really came and go.
Not even as a child.
Oh my God!
I feel like I've seen that, even though I don't think I've seen it. I just have heard the plot over so many times.
The Red Ryder BB gun. Yeah. You'll shoot your eye out.
You'll shoot your eye out.
Yeah.
It's a tradition in my household.
Yeah. I have the same type of tradition, just with Bad Santa.
Okay.
Which is much darker. but hilarious.
Yeah, I saw Bad Santa.
You like it?
It was all right.
Okay. All
right, so Bad Santa, and then what's next on your list?
The last one was Tusk, which I'd be surprised if anybody's seen, let alone heard of, except for Adam. And that was a midnight movie, and it was kind of disappointing. I'm not
so
even
So tell me
about
that, because
Does
I have no
have
idea.
Does it anything to do with elephants or ivory?
It has to do with walruses.
Okay, I was close. They were,
yeah,
they were horns of sorts.
Yeah.
Is it did they club them?
No. The reason...
I believe the plural is walrye.
Walrye?
Walruses. Look at the walruses. Walruses.
Walrus eye.
Walrus
eye. You just put eye on anything.
Yeah, right.
And it's automatically plural.
It's actually walrye.
Walrye.
You Googled it? Are you serious?
The
intellect.
The reason that I wanted to see that was because it's Kevin Smith talking about directors, the guy who did all of the Jay and Silent Bob movies, which is Mallrats, Dogma, Chasing Amy, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, all those which are old and hilarious, Clerks 1 and Clerks 2. But wow. Then
and one of the hosts for Comic Book Man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So wait, recently, is this a comedy?
Not really. But where I was going with that is that after he did all those Jay and Silent Bob movies, he started kind of switching gears as he grew up. Instead of doing dick and fart jokes, as he said, he made a movie called Red State, which is kind of, it's three kids who get abducted by what is essentially a fictionalized version of the Westboro Baptist Church, and they get held captive, and they're like, it's pretty much a horror movie. But it's really good. It's got John Goodman in it. Anyway, he did that movie a few years ago. It's on Netflix, another dark movie I recommend. And then Tusk, I mostly wanted to see because it was him. And the setup is that Justin Long gets kidnapped by the guy who plays Fred Phelps in Red State. And the guy who plays Fred Phelps tries to turn Justin Long into a walrus.
Can I stream Red States?
What do you
on
mean?
On Netflix, yeah.
Yeah.
Like yeah. Human centipede style, horrific, like,
I gotta get
medical, turn him into a walrus.
What?
I know.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
He turns a dude into a walrus?
Right.
That's like awesome. Plastic surgery, amputation?
Right, all of the above, yeah. It's a horror
Gross.
Movie. It is not a comedy. But I thought it was just so absurd and ridiculous, and that director, it would be good, and it was kind of disappointing. So I would recommend Red State. I would not necessarily recommend Tusk.
I don't ever want to see that movie, Dave.
Yeah, that's why.
Ew.
Yeah.
That whole human centipede thing messed me up so bad.
You saw that?
I've not, but I saw that. I know the premise.
I
know,
just know about that movie from South Park.
And I saw
that's the only thing I know about that movie.
And I saw the South Park. Yeah. And it messed me up. The idea of that just jacked with me really, really badly.
Yeah.
Like in a very close
you
way.
You should, actually, maybe you shouldn't, but the first thing I saw that was Daniel Tosh describing the movie over 20 minutes. And it doesn't show any clips at all. It's just him talking
seconds.
About the plot. Yeah.
Yeah. In about 20 seconds, he described the whole
movie. No, I think it's 20 minutes. He kind of goes into detail. It's just all him talking with no visuals. It's pretty funny.
That's disturbing.
Key and Peele makes a reference to that movie as well.
Yeah.
I miss Key and Peele.
We should.
So anyway.
You should watch that movie and then tell me what you think about it.
Oh, I've seen it. I didn't really like it. I'm not recommending it.
The human centipede you saw?
It's not as graphic as you think it is. It doesn't show anything directly. I'm not recommending it.
Ugh.
Okay, so Tusk, Red State, Bad Santa, I can stream all three of those on Netflix, correct?
I think so.
Okay.
Because
I only pay the $8. I'm not.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I'm not
no, I don't
having
I don't
movies
get the
delivered or anything. If I can't stream it, I can't.
I didn't
watch
even
it.
Know until the other day that Netflix costs more than $7 for people.
Yeah.
Why you get it for $7?
Mm-hmm. $7.99 or whatever. I don't know.
$8.99 is what I pay.
Mm-mm. I don't know, and I've had Netflix for several years now. So. Oh, huh. I don't know.
Am I paying the black tax? What's going on?
Maybe.
I don't know what it is.
I'm like, perhaps.
What's going on here?
So, let's talk about some food, Dave.
All right.
You and I went to a holiday party that some friends had last night.
Yeah.
And the layout was fantastic.
Yes,
it
was
like all you can eat caviar. And my redneck ass is like piling on caviar like crazy. I'm like, nobody can stop me. It's all you can eat. And it was really, really good.
Yeah.
So I was thinking I had a roast beef and caviar biscuit. I had
London broil steak.
London broil, that was it. Yeah. So London broil, caviar, and goat cheese biscuit. I was just piling everything on there.
Yeah.
And a crap ton of
wine.
Sounds
like a heart attack.
Sounds like delicious.
It was so good.
They had jambalaya. We had a lot of liquor. We had a lot of wine. That was a good time.
Yep.
A little drunky drunk.
What else would you say? Oh, yeah. And then today we went to Som Burger, the Korean barbecue burger place on, what is it, DeFour Hills? DeForest. Yeah. Near Howell Mill.
I had the, which burger did I have?
I don't know.
Starts with an S.
What was
whatever
on
it?
It
was. It was,
was it the Som Burger?
No.
No.
It was not the Som Burger.
I'm being a smart ass.
It was, it had that Korean coleslaw, cucumbers, and a wasabi mayonnaise.
Wow.
Whatever that was. And it was okay. Like, I appreciated the fresh veggies on the burger, like the slaw and the cucumbers, but it wasn't like, I was like, oh my God, if I never eat, oh, I'm gonna have this again tomorrow.
Yeah. I just got a regular cheeseburger with like nothing else but barbecue sauce, and I liked it. It wasn't the best burger I've ever had, but it was pretty good. It wasn't very greasy. It tasted fresh. And I really liked the style of fries they had. Seemed like sea salt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know who has great fries? And somewhere I haven't eaten in a long time is friggin' Community Q in downtown Decatur. Their French
fries.
No,
that's not downtown Decatur.
Well, it's pretty close to downtown Decatur.
It's more like Emory.
Over that way.
Eh, but seriously, downtown Decatur is hellish for parking. Community Q has their
A lady
own
got
parking.
Shot over there.
Well, yeah, I would
ago.
Kill somebody over a parking spot in downtown Decatur. Seriously, I hate parking down there. I have to park like two or three streets away and walk four blocks.
Yeah, but a lady actually got shot.
Does it sound like I care?
A lady got shot.
Yeah,
I thought we were being nicer.
Are being nicer.
I was just about to say the new year hasn't started.
What are your plans for New Year's Eve? Anybody have anything exciting planned? What are you going to do, Joseph?
I'm going to do the same thing I did when 2014 came in. A friend of mine who lives down in the South Side, he'll get a bunch of us together, a bunch of folks. We just all hang out in his backyard, bonfire. Liquor, play space, talk shit to each other. Your team's not in the playoffs. Mine is. Go Cowboys! How about them Cowboys? Man. Sorry about that. Couldn't resist.
Is she a Cowboys fan?
Yeah,
nice,
I figured.
Nice.
Yeah. He's got the emblem on his hat.
Oh, I missed that.
Dave is a Broncos fan.
This is true.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So you guys are in it, too.
Yeah.
So you get to talk a little smack.
Yeah. There's been the
How about the Falcons?
The Falcons fell apart. They suck.
So happy Malik Smith is gone.
Yeah.
But why can't we fire Mike Ryan? Matt Ryan needs to go. Call him Matty Fat Sacks, as in he gets sacked every minute. I'm tired of people calling him elite. He's not worthy of even airtime.
He's not elite, but he's not the part that needs to go. He's not bringing down the team.
Yeah, he's actually a pretty decent quarterback. I mean,
he's
probably
better defense.
On the same caliber with Romo. I don't think Romo's quite elite yet. I think he's gunning for elite, I think if he manages to win a Super Bowl,
he's too old to be elite.
If he wins at least one Super Bowl, he may get in the conversation legitimately. But Ryan's not there yet.
That's the thing, is Ryan, they have said he's elite. He's in the conversation, but he's not.
No,
said that? I've never heard Matt Ryan labeled elite.
One of the commentators said
a
that
few
yesterday,
commentators
but I don't
have
think
said
anyone
it.
Else
Hopefully it was
as
sarcastic.
A fan would say that. No.
Yeah, I've never heard Ryan referred to as elite.
No, he's not.
Never.
But he's not the reason the team's struggling.
He's not. I agree. Starts at the top.
Arthur Blank, if you're hearing this, or if any of your subordinates are hearing this, can you please fire him for me? And maybe, like, pick this Mike Vick back up.
This is not an official table talk.
Oh, my God. Message. Okay, so what are you doing for New Year's, Reggie? Are you hanging out with us? You got room down the south side for you.
Maybe.
Bonfire, there'll be Hennessy.
My friend Callie and her wife have a big, new, beautiful home off of Hill Street. And
what part of town is that?
Over next to Turner Field. And much like a lot of my lesbian friends, they have a lot of money, disposable income, so it should be a great party. So I think probably catered. If not, she'll cook, and she can cook her ass off. So I don't know. I think I might go over there. I may be at home. I may just stay home. I don't know.
No watch night service? You're not going to church this year?
What? No.
Is that a thing? New Year's church?
It is a thing.
Is that a thing?
That's...
Church, the bar.
Yeah, there's that. But
yeah, are you
people
kidding
go
me
to church
oh,
on
yeah,
New
Year's. Folks always go to church.
I
on
used
New Year's
to all the time.
Yeah, watch
but it that hasn't been an idea that has crossed my mind in many years. But huh. Yeah, they a lot of times people do go to church on New Year's Eve and then leave there and go to the club. That's what we used to do.
Oh, that sounds about right.
We would
yeah
go to church and then leave church at 1 o'clock in the morning and be like, oh, we did that. Happy New Year. And then for the next
get your
5 hours.
First sin on for the new year.
You gotta, you know what I'm saying? You gotta go hard or go home, David.
Yep.
So I'll probably just be at home. I don't feel the need to go out and spend an extraordinary amount of money at a hotel.
Oh.
Yeah.
God, no. I know where I'll be. The Cross Creek Cafe. It's our neighborhood bar and grill. Awesome. It's amazing.
What do they do?
Octogenarians. Oh, yes.
What does that mean?
What better way to ring in the new year than 80-year-old?
People over 80.
80 and above. But I am going there to make
sure. You should see Reggie's face right now.
I'm going there to make sure that the median age is, you know,
60?
That the demographic is covered. You feel like you being there, being younger, will level out the demographic?
You're going to bring the average age down to
you should
about
go in there.
79.
You know what? I'm very tempted to come up here, go with you, and
you
turn
should
the
please
fuck up.
That's what I'm planning on doing.
Turn
I am
all the way up. Just walk in.
Just having craziness.
On some old, like, go.
So, wait, you've done this before on other New Year's?
No. This is my first year at Cross Creek, and we have the cafe. And we're going to do it up big. Everybody come out.
If there's oysters on a half shell, I'm
in.
Oh,
man. I'm in, too.
I'll go anywhere if you got oysters on
a
half shell.
Man, have you
shell
had those
really
blue cheese oysters at Papa Do's?
No, I don't do all that cooking. No, it's got to be raw.
Man.
It's the only way you eat oysters is raw.
Before
anything
you
else
make that decision, you need to go try those Papa Do's blue cheese oysters. I love oysters as
I
well.
Refuse.
I'm half shell fried. Any way you can serve oysters, pretty much. I'm about that life.
Plump, juicy, raw. If I can shuck on myself, even better. That's the only way I'm eating them.
It's
nothing
really
on them,
it's
no
really
crackers.
Difficile to shuck them yourself.
F crackers, none of that.
What are you trying to say? F crackers. What are you trying to say, Joseph? Man, it's turned around quick. This table talk got flipped on its ass.
Oh, my God.
Man, F crackers. Michael Brown.
This is not an drops official
Mike
table talk.
I can't breathe. F crackers.
Oh, no. Not I can't breathe.
They do have lobster night.
So I'm going to the Rush Lounge where I'll be filming a documentary about my buddy who's half of Mantis, the electronic music artist. He's performing. He's headlining at the Rush Lounge on New Year's awesome Eve.
I feel like I want to go with you, Dave.
And I'm gonna be running sound.
Can't you get me in the VIP with these Mantis people?
Yeah, I think his plans trump all of
I'm
ours.
I'm not the one right with the influence. He's using his influence to get me in.
Can I be like the boom guy? Just tell him I'm the boom
I
guy.
I have a vagina.
I'm the boom guy.
Wait, I thought you were filming it.
No, my buddy's okay, one friend is part of Mantis, another friend is doing the video part, and I'm doing the sound.
Oh, okay. Yep. All right. Awesome.
So it's going to be awesome.
I'll give up some ass if I can get in.
Cooler.
I'd have to run that by...
Just let them know there's ass to be had.
Wow.
Okay. Well, the friend that I have that's part of the group has a girlfriend.
That's ass.
Oh.
But I can spread the word if you'd like.
Well, I can spread the legs if need be.
Wow.
Whatever needs to happen to get me in there.
Wow.
I'm about that.
Right after you go to church.
Shut up! Stop!
Before she goes to church, that way she can repent as the new year comes in.
Yeah, yeah. Something
yeah.
like that, I guess.
Horrible.
I know. I'm excited for this new year. I'm ready for 2015 to get here. In the spring, I'm shooting for March. I will be releasing my book. Very awesome. Excited about that.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. And I am thinking about embarking on writing a children's book. Nice. I'm thinking about it.
Hmm.
I'm tossing around a couple names. My number one name is Regina Wilhelmina.
Nice. Regina Wilhelmina.
Regina Wilhelmina. I think she might be my little character. Okay. But when I was little, like way before, like, I mean, like little, when I was younger, I would write kids' stories for the kids that I would babysit. And the girl that I used to babysit for was always like, man, one day you should, you know, like, you should really pursue writing. Well, thanks. I did. And so now I'm like, when I gave my book to the management group that I was working with, one of the girls, or both of the girls, said that it wasn't funny and that I went in too hard immediately, and because I'm a comedian that maybe I needed to pull back. And my response to that was, what the F do you want me to write? A children's book? And then when I said that, I was like, ting, I can do that as well.
Awesome.
In addition to, as well as. So I'm thinking about, I've been trying out material on my friend Kaylin, his little girl. So I'm thinking about doing that, but I'm really excited about I went through a breakup and joined the circus. I can't wait to get this book out, and I don't care if everybody thinks it's too serious. Like, there's nothing funny about getting your ass beat, guys.
So now, wait a minute. Is this going to be like a tell-all about mm-hmm. the circus or about the breakup?
Not a tell-all
or
about a little bit the circus. Of I'm not an idiot because they're, you know, heavily influenced. It's a small circle. It chronicles everything that I went through before circus and then up through circus until when circus was over. Cause it was really, that time before circus was one of the hardest times that I've ever had in my life. I was in an incredibly toxic, abusive relationship. And so, it just kind of walks through that and shows you how, what I want to get across when the book actually comes out is that you can be in a very dark, very sad, very hopeless kind of point in your life, and then the universe or God or whatever it is that you want to call it can pull you.
Spider-Man. I call it Spider-Man.
Spider-Man can pull you out of that funk and then release you into a place that's so magnificent and something so crazy, you know. If you go through a breakup, who doesn't want to join the circus and just get the F out of town? And that's what it allowed me to do. It not run away, but it allowed me to get out and breathe and do fantastic things in my career and, you know, and get my self-esteem back to where it needed to be. So I'm thankful for that opportunity. And I hope that everybody reads that story and that they reads my story. And
well, I'm good for a copy.
Yeah. Yes.
Lots of pictures. You know, Joseph, because, you know, we've been friends for a long time. I took a lot of pictures on tour.
Awesome.
So, you know, there'll be a lot of a picture book situation with it as well. Okay. And subtitles and stories and things. I'm just excited about it. I'm proud of it. So a lot of people can't say they wrote a book.
The pictures of me and you when I showed up for the circus that time you guys played in Atlanta, it better be in a book.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Okay. I'll make a note of that.
Yeah. Is it too late? Is it already met?
No, I haven't even gone through the pictures and made an assessment of what pictures that I want to use.
There are probably like hundreds or thousands of pictures, I'd imagine.
Hundreds.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
Easily hundreds.
I want to do it. I think what I want to do with the pictures, I want to do it yearbook style. Like a couple of different pictures, and then in my own handwriting, be like, oh, well, this was when I was on Good Morning America, and this day was incredible, and kind of chronicle that day. And then, you know, like I met Tony Dungy, and that was during the first week when we were in Tampa, and that was my first celebrity that I met on tour. And, like, you know, the first thing I said to him was, like, oh, I can't believe that I'm getting to meet the nicest man in the NFL. Like, so just little stories like that. The affair that Big Tigga and I had, Wait, I'm just kidding. We didn't have an affair, but I do. I am in love with him secretly. I think he knows that.
Then did you meet him?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, and then I ran into him again at an event that Pierre did at Sweet Lounge, and he recognized me, and my friends were with me like, oh, what?
Then you ran into him again right outside his living room window.
Don't Tegan have a girlfriend? Yeah. He's dating like Sierra or something.
He just
like,
got engaged, if I'm not mistaken.
I stalk him on the slick. I love you, Tiga.
You follow him on Twitter.
Yeah, Instagram.
Wow.
Yeah, he smells good.
That's great.
If everything falls through, but pretty yeah. So anyway, so that's the idea. That's what I'm going for now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to read it.
I'm pretty excited about it. I just can't wait to actually get it in my hands, like hold it.
Yeah.
Wait, we still talking about the book?
Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Just well, making sure.
Kind of the book and kind of Tigger. So that's my biggest look forward to in 2015. That and hopefully a lot more projects with Candy Burris and Nikki Nicole and everybody over at Housewives of Atlanta and Candy Coated Nights and all that. That's so dope to be affiliated with those guys and work with him. So hopefully a lot more out of that. And, you know, last year was, my Ricky Smiley year when I actually, that was my first big show outside of circus. So it's more that Ricky Smiley,
is that Savannah?
Check wouldn't have been Savannah. Mm-hmm. Another Ricky Smiley check wouldn't, hurt my feelings any.
Yeah.
So,
did you get to meet Ebony Steele?
No.
Oh, I was in love with that
one. No,
woman.
But I got to meet Claudia Jordan when I did Candy Coated Nights. She's on Dish now, and she's on Real Housewives of Atlanta. Okay. But she's on the radio for the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
Oh, is she the one that took Ebony Steele's place? Yes. That bitch ain't whore.
No, I'm sorry. She is.
I'm sorry. I love Ebony Steele.
She is hands down one of the most beautiful women I've seen in person in my whole life.
She can't be prettier than Ebony Steele.
She's really pretty. I don't know. No shade. And she's really cool. And she's a comedian. So, yeah. I like old Claudia Jordan.
She's not funnier than Ebony Steele.
Nobody's funnier than me, and you're not over here defending me, and you've known me longer.
You didn't get kicked off the show.
Yes, I did. I'm starting fictitious drama in my head. I'm like, yes, I did. I've seen Gone Girl. No, I've gone crazy in my head.
Oh, my.
So, what are you guys, your big look forward to for 2015?
I don't have anything in mind. I've achieved what I came here to do, and I'm just going with the flow. That's the reason I wound up with the circus in the first place, and that outlook has worked for me. So I'm sure something will happen. I'll do the best with what comes.
Oh, did you guys meet each other at Universal?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Dave was the sound technician, and I tell this story 1,000 times a week to everyone. But the first time, really, Dave and I didn't hang out on tour at all. The most I said today was, good morning, thank you for my mic. And then we got back here and started hanging out and developed a friendship, like a kooky, crazy friendship that I never expected, but I'm glad that I have because he's one of my best friends. He's pretty friggin' awesome. Are you taking shots at Jackson?
Very well. Jackson's
doing
that
right expression now. On the dog right now is just hilarious.
Yep.
So what are your big aspirations for 2015?
I'm going to make like 18 memes off this one picture with this dog alone.
Going to start a meme career. Memes. Which one is
it? I think it's called memes.
Memes.
Or
memes. Yeah. Memes. Okay. Whatever. There'll be 18 on the way home.
And then there is GIF.
It's GIF.
It's GIF.
It's graphically interfaced format.
Right. Why is there a J?
There isn't.
It depends on how you spell it.
It doesn't. It's graphically interlaced format.
Well, 2015, I'm looking to become a real estate mogul. I'm going to start acquiring properties and renting them out, possibly become a slumlord if I'm lucky.
Oh, nice.
So you're needing.
Yeah, maximize my profits by shoving low-income individuals and families into subpar homes and... No, really. I am kind of
about your trip.
I am really kind of breaking into the real estate thing, but it's not going to be slumlords. it'll be quality properties. So I'm looking for my second one. I got the place down in Fayetteville now. I'm looking for my second one, and just take it from there. trying to get into the app, trying to get into the app game, trying to make apps for
iPhone. Ooh, that's what we
you
need.
Make apps?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's what
well,
I need.
I should be more clear. I want to design apps because I know I'm around kind of techie people. So, no, I'm not going to actually make them.
Okay.
I want to learn a little bit about how you make them.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do more of designing them and get, you know, pay somebody else to actually make them for
Sweet.
Me. But.
I've kind of looked into that myself. I haven't really acted on it, but that that might be something I eventually get into.
That reminded me when you said make an app. We are hopefully in the springtime going to be doing another tour with CMU, with the old improv show that I used to work for. So I'm very excited about that. And app is one way of communication that I brought up in a meeting that might be a good alternative to some of the other ways. I don't want to say too much about it because, A, we don't have any contract signed or anything like that, and the owner of the concept doesn't really want to talk about it so much. But I'm hoping that that will be that tour. And I'm going to Costa Rica at the end of June
wow.
for a show, so I'm excited about that. I'm also excited about the 30-plus pounds I need to lose in order to wear a two-piece and feel good about myself.
Maybe we can design an app that encourages you to be nicer to others while saving money.
And losing weight.
Wait. Who threw... Where the weight loss come
from?
Now the condoms already got that.
That's what it is.
So that's
interesting.
There's really an app that does that already?
No, I'm just saying that's what it should be.
Oh. Damn it.
I love how we're developing ideas already.
My idea already.
Somebody out there is going to hear this and steal it and patent it.
Right.
It'll be out like next week.
It's called Live Stream or something. And they'll be like, oh, it wasn't your idea.
You really
it's a totally different name.
Patent an app.
Let's not get into that.
So let's go ahead and just wrap. Let's go ahead and just wrap this bad boy up and get ready for me to take a nap, which is what I feel like I need to do,
let's do
after
that.
This 20 cups of Mexican coffee that I've drank. I guess next week we'll be back. We are not doing the show at Hookah Hideaway next week. Stay tuned to a new venue that we can find where we can go out. But so we will not be doing it at Hookah Hideaway next week.
All right.
IJS.
Yep. We'll figure somewhere out.
We'll figure something out. And Joseph, thanks for coming through and jumping on the show.
Hey, this was great. I've never seen anything like this before. I didn't think you could really just sit around and talk for an hour straight with no commercial breaks. But apparently you can.
Oh, yeah. It's called shooting the shit. And Dave, you have anything that you want to add?
No, not that I can think of.
Oh, make sure you give everybody your Twitter, Insta, Facegram.
Right. Instagram is Defiant, which is D-E-F-Y-E-N-T. And I'm not really on anything else.
What about you, Joseph? What's your Insta?
My Instagram is nsabanor88. It's nsabahnur.
What in the hell does that mean?
Nsabanor is he's Apocalypse from the X-Men. His real name is Nsabanor.
Nice.
Oh, that was nerd sexy,
That's
Joseph.
Awesome.
That made me attracted to you in ways that I was unaware that I was attracted to you.
I thought everyone knew that.
No, they don't.
I mean, I'm not really even like a comic book, you know, nerdy kind of guy, and I know that.
That's such a great name.
That's fantastic. That's my new... you can find me at in Salvador, whatever he said. That's my Instagram. You can find me at Comedian Reggie Jackson. At everything, Comedian Reggie Jackson. And this is our last show for 2014. Thank you guys for sticking in with us. 2015 should be even more exciting. Tune in next week when we have a special guest. J-Lo will be here.
Awesome.
Scorsese will be here.
I think it was either him or Tarantino, one of the two.
Tarantino here. Tarantino will be here saying the N-word. It's going to be very exciting.
My. Michelle Obama. You got to bring the black crowd in. Michelle That's Obama. True. We're going to have her live.
Yeah.
I think Tarantino will also pull the black crowd. Call me crazy,
probably,
Django.
Probably more so than Michelle. Like, yeah, you're probably right.
Pulp Fiction. All right, cool. Well, thank you guys for listening, and I hope you guys have a blessed and safe holiday for 2014. And all right, we'll catch you guys next week.
What's your sign-off? What do you...
We don't have one.
Yep.
No, we got
you
a song.
You stay classy, San Diego, something?
No, we have a sign-off song.
Nothing?
We have all right,
let's figure out the sign-off.
All right.
You gotta, I mean, you can't blow as a radio personality until you have a good sign-off.
What do you
That's
think
what
it
everybody remembers you by.
All right, everybody, kick rocks. I'll see you next week.
Kick rocks.
And out.
You just listened to Table Talk.
Table Talk
with Reggie Jackson.